downtown has a lot of old homes in it. A lot of people are buying these homes, really, and as far as, in my personal opinion, the best buy in a home right now is one downtown, but if you move to inner city, you're also moving to inner city problems along with it.
Now, what exactly is called inner city? I mean, where would that end?
That would end, where would inner city end to me? Probably at Michigan Avenue. Or Ann Street, because Michigan stops at Government, and Ann Street goes all the way from one side of town to the other side of town, and I would call all of that inner city, which is, there are a lot of blacks in there. And I'm sure I'm just as prejudiced as the next person that I've been raised in the South, and you can't help but be some way or another because it's sort of there. I try not to be. But as a whole, since I've been working with them, I know what they're basically like. But individuals, you can't look at them as a whole group. You've got to look at them as individuals. And I really love my students there. There's no doubt about it. I think they need a lot of positive reinforcement. I think they need somebody to make them feel good about themselves because of their particular environment. I won't tell you how many kids I fail because I don't want it going on that tape recorder right there, but with the overall amount of students I had and how many I failed, it may not sound very good, but I mean, if you present the material and you present it in a way that you think it's easy enough for them to grasp and they don't even make an effort to even bring a book to school, a pencil or a piece of paper, and just flat refuse to do the work, no matter how hard you try to get them to do it. I'm just not going to give them a grade, you know, they've got to earn their grade. And when I failed as many students as I did, and I never saw a parent, not one parent, that's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. It really is. And these kids need somebody to make them feel good about themselves because they're the upcoming generation. If somebody didn't do it now, they're just going to be out there floundering, gathering their welfare like everybody like everybody else with no incentive to do anything. And after all, to have a good self-concept, you have to do something to think. To, you know, you have to accomplish something to feel good about what you've done to begin with. You don't ever do anything, you know, well, I mean, who cares? If you don't, who else does?
Where are the people on welfare living? Well, what would you say, the real poor sections?
The real poor sections of town. The school that I taught in, we had 95% of the kids were on federal lunch program. I would imagine probably that a lot of that was not being too honest on the forms, because I told them at the beginning of the year that if they lied on it, the income tax was going to check, they were going to run it through IRS, and they would find, and I only had two or three forms that brought back the next day, and then they must have figured out maybe I wasn't really telling them the truth, because then a couple of days they all brought it back. So where I taught was, which is over behind Lade Stadium, Maysville is a black area. Birdville is over off of Michigan Avenue, it's a housing project. Davis Avenue, which is a black section, is over in well, it's over on that part. I couldn't tell you where it is. It's somewhere over that way. That's a black section of town. Now,
is Maysville considered a very poor black section? Well, I want to find out, like, which
is the poorest.
And then which is the rich black section? If there is this in Mobile, this is what we want to find out.
Okay. Is there, there has not been before. Now, whether there, I think there is a, there's a tendency in that.